Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ. Me and RJ are here in Houston while Lance is vacationing in beautiful Indianapolis. He has been gone for the third day this week now, gathering information for his draft coverage, which how was it yesterday? What'd you do? Well, you did some TV with your makeup on?
Yeah, I put makeup on, and this makeup artist, one of the things you learn here over the years is that all the makeup artists do things differently. So yesterday it was more base. The first day it was more powder based. The second day, she used more of a base.
What kind of eyeshadow did she use?
There's no eyeshadow. We don't do eyes. We
don't do eyeshadow.
Although I do have eye drops that I can put in.
Did they fill in holes in the hair?
No. Yes, a little bit, but not much. This isn't TV, John. First of all, this is Indianapolis, so all the makeup artists here are from Indy. They're contracted. It's when you get to LA where it gets serious. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm on digital coverage. I'm on the NFL .com coverage. So we don't get that kind of fancy stuff. And actually nobody does. This is just the Indianapolis. When we get to LA, that's when it gets serious. That's when the hardcore people get to work. That's when they really, you know, start putting in work and with the LA crew that lives there. So that's when that happens.
So you're saying Indy is just basic.
Indy's like the XFL. Indy's like XFL coverage.
Compared to LA makeup?
For the makeup crew. Although I like their makeup artists. They're very nice. We see the same people year after year. They're Midwestern people. They're friendly people.
Oh, it's
very
a good people. It's a very nice. Yeah. You're right.
And actually, the LA people
are from the Midwest. Yeah, I don't think there's any question.
Except Ohio State fans. But and then
I don't think of Ohio as really Midwest.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either. And it always bothered me when I was younger. Like, I said my grandma and grandpa, you know, their farm
Kansas. That's Midwest.
Kansas should be Midwest. Yeah. It's literally Midwest. Yeah. But no, for whatever reason, Indianapolis is Midwest. Chicago's Midwest.
Nicest people in the world. That's where you learn.
You guys, that PR team is taking a hit with nicest people in the world in Chicago right now.
No.
Yeah, you know, it's taking a big hit.
No amount of guns can change that.
We had a guy yesterday who said he was going to tattoo. I don't know if this is the nicest people or if it's troubling that a guy was going to tattoo or show the bench on his face. I don't know if that's troubling.
Does it get any nicer? Listen, I'll do anything for you guys. That's how accommodating.
Yeah. That's accommodating. That's true. It's in a way.
Yeah.
But it's funny though. The makeup people and it's so expensive in around L.A. Obviously that the makeup people don't make a lot of money. They're driving in from like the valley. They live in the valley where it's like 112 degrees. You think of California beautiful weather? Not in the valley. In the valley, it's like living in Arizona. Mm-hmm. It's a microclimate. It's miserable, and they have to drive like an hour and a half to 2 hours into work every day one way. In every day.
Oh, it's the worst.
And then back. So, yeah, a little bit brutal. Here at the Combine yesterday, today I got a lot busier and it was busy yesterday. It's a lot busier. We do move the sticks again. I'll do a hit with Colin Cowherd at about, 12:15 Houston time. and then our own personal coverage after that. And then after the, you know, once combine starts, I'm done for the day. So I take my makeup off and.
Oh, you, and, that's nice. You get to take your makeup off.
You got to take it off.
Yeah, and, I don't say that. I don't usually say that any days. I get to take my makeup off. Well, I never say that. Okay.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just walk around flexing.
With makeup on. So you look good. You feel good about yourself because you look good.
I walk around looking extraordinarily handsome. Yes. And then, you know, and then I just do my thing. But. So yesterday was the bigs. It was the big defensive linemen and the linebackers. And there were some really good – I mean, the star of the combine was Nolan Smith from Georgia. Now, I got to say this. A lot is made about how fast everyone is now. It's the fastest group. Nolan Smith ran a – Nolan Smith, a defensive end for Georgia, ran a 4.39 yesterday. Official 4.39.40.
What?
Yeah, he ran a 4.39.40. Now – this turf in Indy, they changed it out last year, so the times last year were blazing fast. And I texted Ballard and said, "Hey, do you guys have a new turf or something? This is the fastest time I've ever seen." All these times, he goes, "Yes, we got a new turf." Okay, so immediately you kind of take the 40 times.
I don't care. I don't care if they're on an escalator.
Right.
They are running a 4.39.
You have a very slow time on an escalator, but
not if it's one of those ones in the airport that you go.
Well,
you know, one of those.
Yeah, no, that's true. The flat ones.
The flat ones. Yeah,
yeah, those are nice.
Yeah,
but everyone is putting you put like 0.7 on every time, but even if you do that, he's a defensive end running sub 4.5. I mean, he's in the 4.4s, so. You know, even if it's, you know, even if it's you're adding that much time onto it or even more time, it's still really, really fast. He had a 41.5-inch vertical leap, which is NBA caliber, like high-flying NBA caliber, a broad jump of over 11 feet. It was a star performance from Nolan Smith. And I saw the kid. I talked to him very briefly in the Panini sports card trading suite. He was having his picture taken for Rated Rookie. He just comes over. He goes, "Gentlemen, how are we doing? Is everyone doing good here?" It's like three of us sitting there, and it's like, wow, you don't usually see that from. That's not the personality of a draft pick or anyone at that age.
Right, right.
And then he took his picture, and you know, you see him. He was on the NFL Network set. He has this huge charisma and personality. Now, unfortunately, Daniel Jeremiah has a first round grade. I don't. Like I just think he was a good run defender, not as good a pass rusher as he should be for all that athleticism. I'm going to bump his grade up because these are elite athletic traits, and if he tightens up some, you know, if he's taught some moves and whatnot, so I've got to bump him up from a 62 to a 63. But I may still put him in the mock draft in the first round because you test like this, and you have the character he has and the personality. There's he's an outside linebacker, so. Although he's only 238 pounds, I think he might be a 4.3.
Yeah, what did he show on? Where'd you have him on tape? I mean,
so he's a good run defender. He's number one. He's 238 pounds here at the combine, which is light for a 3.4 outside linebacker. That's light. Against the run, he's extremely tough and physical for his size, like way stronger. But as a pass rusher, he's just like. Low sack production. He doesn't really threaten the pocket like he should with all this speed and all this explosiveness. And so I'm like, well, I mean, he's an undersized outside linebacker who's not a great pass rusher. Man, that's not tremendous value to have an undersized run stopping 3-4 outside linebacker. That's not a super valuable commodity. Although the speed is nice. Now, if you throw him in at linebacker and you bump him back and you say, okay, now you're going to be a 4-3 linebacker who can run and chase and tackle, that actually might be more valuable for him. So I gave him a high 62, which would be an average starter in the NFL. And just because you work out great does not make you, like, this is what you have to fight against. That doesn't mean you're going to be a great football player. Jalen Redmond, who I didn't love at all, from Oklahoma, he had a really good workout yesterday too. And I'm going to bump him up a little bit, but you still have to play football, like, but you don't take, if somebody has an elite performance and they have elite physical traits, one thing I have noticed, everyone just likes to say underwear Olympics and it's all on tape, but what you have to understand is they have the capability with more coaching of potentially doing a lot more. So you have to pay attention to some of these and then go back and say, okay, are there coachable issues in their game to where these traits could show themselves more on tape than they did at the other school? Or were there, was a player being played out of position? You know, you have to look at stuff like that too.
I'm looking at a video right now of the media waiting on Bryce Young. He's meeting right now, as a matter of fact, I would think, with the media. There are about 150 media members surrounding his little podium. And it just is, I mean, it should be a media question bloodbath, fighting for time and space. Did you meet with this team? Did you meet with that team? Apparently, Bryce is killing it in his interviews. Quote, Bryce Young is just outstanding. He, in every interview, he knows football. He's charismatic. All of the things that you want out of the what will be the face of your franchise.
Okay, so where are you reading this? I don't disagree, but I'm asking where you're reading it.
Mark Ray wrote this. A couple of different places.
Okay, so that's not a surprise because he's got this charming charisma. That's not a surprise. However, I will tell you that everyone is afraid of being beaten up on social media, so you're not going to hear. Except maybe about Will Levis, but I don't think Will Levis is having bad interviews. But you're not going to hear about bad interviews for players. That's something that reporters have gotten very afraid of saying because social media has that kind of impact. They start to bully you, and so you don't want to say that about quarterbacks that you know are popular. So you can't say that if it's true. Well, I just read something today where Anthony Richardson's having these unbelievable interviews.
Well, here is Matt Miller from ESPN. Talking about Anthony Richardson.
Teams are noticing, and it might matter more than how fast he is, how strong his arm is. I talked to a handful of scouts last night who had been in interviews where they had all four of the top quarterbacks back to back to back. Every single one of them said Anthony Richardson is the best quarterback interview they've had this year. Some of them said it's the best quarterback interview they would have had last year.
Really?
He is crushing it in the interview portion. What happens behind us on the field is important. It's fun. That's why we're here. But the interviews are why the players are here, and he's crushing it. So if you can win the combine as a quarterback, you do it in these meetings, 15-minute speed dating that they do, and he's crushing it right now.
So Anthony Richardson...
Can I read you something from March? Can I read you something?
2023 NFL draft. The Houston Texans.
From March 7th, 2022, from Jeff Howe. Jeff Howe says this from The Athletic. Malik Willis has been blowing teams away with his interviews at the Combine, too. It's a continuation of his impressive Senior Bowl week. Of the teams I've spoken to, the overwhelming majority believe he's got the highest ceiling of the quarterback. Of the quarterbacks in the draft class. He's been blowing teams away at the interviews in the combine. I spoke to teams who interviewed. I was asking about all the quarterbacks because, it was Matt Corral, Matt Corral had some other stuff. But I was asking about, you got to remember now, people forget it was Matt Corral, Desmond Ridder. There was more than just Willis and Kenny Pickett. So I was asking about all of them. And I said, yeah, I heard that Willis has been killing it in combine interviews because that's what I read last year. And they're like, no, I mean, it's been okay, but he didn't have a good sense of, like, he's way behind on what he needs to know. And Hugh Freeze's offense, he doesn't know. He's not in a pro-style offense. So him and Matt Corral both have a long way to go in terms of learning. But what about, like, was he just unbelievable personality? No, where'd you get that? Well, this guy on Twitter said that. No. Malik was like very average. And so the coverage is, that's why I always have to be careful about these. And he went in the third round. I'm trying to manage expectations because the hyperbole, because if you say this kind of stuff, you get lots of likes. And maybe Richardson has been. I don't know. I'm going to find out. But I learned last year with the Malik Willis stuff. That was a learning experience. When he went in the third round, I had to go back and think about everything that happened coverage-wise, and I kind of realized you're only going to see positive coverage. You're not going to hear anything that's kind of a negative. So when I get it behind the scenes, I'm just going to hang on to it because you don't want to be the guy that gets, that gets beaten up and called a racist and all this stuff. But I wish we could just give – I wish we could just have – like on this show, I'm just going to give y'all real coverage. I haven't heard anything negative on Anthony Richardson, by the way. I haven't heard anything negative on any of these quarterbacks at all up to this point, but I also haven't dug in very deep on combine interviews and things like that. There's no question. Bryce has face of the franchise personality. There's no question. And Jalen Carter's problems, did you see that? I saw yesterday on a website that Bryce Young has gone up even higher, like to minus – it's gone from minus 150 first player, 175 first player pick to like minus 225 first player pick.
Yeah. Well, and the Houston Texans are the favorites over the Bears to pick first. The Houston
are
Texans.
They really?
Yeah, yeah. You're in betting.
Well, that's because there's been so many people like Mel Kiper.
Right.
No, all these odds are based on what you hear on TV.
Are the favorite to pick number one. 715 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're just getting it started. 713-780-3776. The preeminent draft expert is here with you during the combine. So if you have any questions about any players, his preeminence is here. That's for now on your name, his preeminent. His preeminence, okay? So his preeminence is here with you. So if you got any questions about the combine, you're more than welcome. I got a question about your face. Okay, listen, here's the deal. What? I don't know your face.
What are you asking?
Well, if your face
Are you talking
Botox,
to me or everyone in Houston?
Not his face. No, not your face. Your
oh,
preeminence.
People in Houston.
No,
in the
people
Usted
in Houston.
Form.
Yes. Guys, okay, what does your face look like? Do you need Botox? Okay, here's the deal. It should don't be Botox shaming, okay? If you need some, you got a lot of lines in your face. You're trying to... You're trying to pick up women, or you're trying to impress someone, you're trying to actually have women look at you in some way, shape, or form. You'd like to lose some weight. You can do that. 975 Med Spa is here for you. Weight loss. What about removing that hair? Because if you've got a hairy back and chest, and you know what? It's better without hair. Women like it better without hair. You know what? Manscaped. Do it all. Okay, you can do it all in one place. Amy's going to take care of you. She's taking care of guys, and she's been doing this for a while now. She has been, obviously, it's a spa, so she catered to women. But she said, you know what? There's so many guys out there that need. She sees guys coming out in and out of the massage parlor right next door. And she was like, you know what? Those guys, I see a lot of those guys, and they need some, you know, more than just that massage and whatever else is happening over there. They need me. They need this med spa. So if you're somebody that needs a med spa, you want to get that hair out of your nose, your ears, their back, you want to lose weight, you want to have a Botox, there's all kinds of services, facials, everything else that you can get to make yourself look better, feel happier, boost your confidence, all of those things. Go to 975medspa.com, 975medspa.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, in studio here. You're not in studio. I've got a brochure here for J.M. Bar, or J. Bar M. J.M. Bar. It's Barbecue Steakhouse.
Yep.
It's a rodeo. They got a rodeo bone-in ribeye for $50. What irks me is that they probably brought food.
They did, 100%.
Yeah, for one of the other shows. Taylor Luna came and brought assistant general manager brought food for one of the other shows, which irks me a little bit.
Yeah, it should. It should.
Yeah. No, but we have Paul Miller. I saw Paul Miller the other night at the Rockets game, and he's our friend. J.M. Bar, not so much. They don't bring us food.
J. Bar M.
J. Bar, is that what it is?
Yes, J. Bar M.
J. Bar M. What? Mm-hmm. Okay. J. Bar M. You know it? You've been there?
Yeah, it's considered, yeah. They've got good food. I actually had some last time
because
I was still up there.
We don't know about it, do we?
Well, I do because I was up there when they brought food because I was working on my draft stuff, grinding away. And while you were playing golf, drinking Coors Lights, you know, having the time of your life, you know, you weren't meeting the important people that you needed to meet from there so that you could be eating food with the guys from the guys from the Killer Bees.
Oh, it was the Bees? He brought it to the Bees?
I think it's the Bees, yeah.
Well, I'm disgusted with Jay Barm, if you want to know the truth, that they don't.
You're disgusted with everyone who doesn't bring you food.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's understandable, not right now, not while I'm out of town.
$50 bone-in ribeye. It's a giant ribeye with a grilled Caesar salad and loaded baked potato, and we got none of that.
Man, that sounds good right now. And it's good. What time is it? 7:21.
So did you see? Okay, what did you actually see with your human eyes? Did you see any of the interviews of any of the players yesterday? Or
no, I can't. I mean, it happens in a separate area, so I wasn't able to see any of the interviews of the player. That's at the convention center, which is, you got to take a long pathway. It's across the street basically from Lucas Oil. So, a lot of those things are happening when I'm on the radio here, when I got to walk over and go do my stuff at the combine. So I wasn't able to see that, but that's why Indy should keep the combine forever. It's got all the facilities. I mean, the convention center is right next to, and even when the combine is here, there's usually two or three other entire conventions that are in town. Like, this is how big this stuff is here. This is where they come because it's so centrally. It's just so perfectly located. Everything's made for that. But, no, I didn't get to see it. But it's great because if you get here with a media pass for the combine, if you sign up for it and you get one, I mean, you're running around. They have these podiums. There will be, like, five podiums with plenty of room. Now, I've watched it change over the years. It used to be really, really small. It was in Lucas Oil, and it was tiny, and sometimes players would sit at a table, and then you had to just gather around the table, and this is big time now, and so you get a chance to sit there and gather around and ask questions in one of the, you know, gangbang interview scenarios where they're standing at the podium, and then you have to yell for your question. You know how that goes. And then and it's cool because you get asked questions specific to maybe your own team and what your team may do. And Bryce, you know, who's have the Texans talked to you? Well, here's the secret. I saw some guy yesterday was being retweeted because he covers the Texans for a local fan site, and that's fine. And it said the Texans have met with Anthony Richardson, and oh my God, they met with Anthony Richardson. Well, it ends up the Texans have met with all the quarterbacks, including Hendon Hooker. So they've met with everybody, and that's what happens is you meet with everybody. It's not news that you meet. If you need a quarterback, you're going to meet with every single quarterback. They probably met with Clayton Tune. You know what I mean? They've probably met with Tanner McKee from Stanford. They're going to meet with everybody.
Yeah.
That's just the way it
where
is.
You got, you speaking of Clayton Tune, where you got him going?
Late, like I think 5th, 6th. Now, some people think he's going earlier than that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, he's probably going to look very, very good this week.
Yeah, I would think this fits him.
Yeah.
Actually, this suits him.
Yeah.
This suits him.
Yeah, so he won the Manning, the Manning Camp.
Passing Academy.
He won that.
Now,
I mean, he's an impressive kid. There's no question. I think he'll move
okay,
up.
Okay, so pay attention combo. Here, John. I'm about to tell you how this goes. So let me see. All right, so it's going to go Richardson, Stroud, Tune. So he's going to have to throw behind those two. You don't want to go right behind Richardson because Tune doesn't have a big cannon for an arm at all.
No.
And so, you know, he has Stroud in between him, but those are two big-time quarterbacks. So there's one of two things that can
happen. He'll be more accurate than Richardson, though.
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah.
And if he's not, then Richardson's pushing himself up the board. But here's what's going to happen. Either Richardson is going to have a big performance. Stroud's going to be accurate because that's who he is. And then if Tune is not on his game, it'll really look bad. But if those two guys don't do as well or Clayton does really well, all of a sudden it's going to look like, hey, Clayton Tune's out here. You know, because there's going to be more attention right after those guys. You say, boy, look at Clayton. Wow, first you saw Richardson and then Stroud. And then look at Tune. Hey, Clayton Tune throwing the ball well. And, you know, at the Senior Bowl, he had a couple of throws that, you know, and he's been a 3-year starter, 4-year starter, University of Houston. So it's going to work one of two ways. It's going to put a little more attention because it's alphabetical order. So he's probably right after, you know, just off the top of my head, I think Tune is going to be right after Stroud. And if that's the case, either you're going to Richardson, Stroud, you're either going to look like, man, this guy doesn't look like the other two guys. Or if he actually does throw really well, then it's got a chance to actually say, hey, man, these three guys right in a row, Richards, or it could be Richardson's maybe spraying the ball around. And you know who looks really good here? I'm kind of noticing Clayton Tune. Clayton Tune's throwing the ball accurately, and it might spark a conversation about Clayton Tune. So it can work one of two ways, either really make you look bad because you're going after two of the top quarterbacks, or it's going to gain you more attention and make you, at least publicly, you know, you get a little bit more attention for what you do. So keep an eye on that. That takes place, our quarterbacks, yeah, quarterbacks are Saturday, so that's not going to take place till tomorrow.
Okay. All right. 7-3-7.
Today's cornerbacks and safeties. So I'm trying to think. U of H has Owens, the safety, who will be working out today, and there's nobody else for Houston. That's the only
that's
guy.
It.
And Tank Dell's going to be – no. Yeah. Tank Dell is going to be with quarterback. So Tank Dell's going to be Saturday at the same time Clayton Tune. As a matter of fact, there's a chance Tune will throw to Dell in the lines that they have.
That worked out perfect because they did that a lot while they were together here. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, talk to Lance. We got other stuff to talk about as well right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Truck Month. Truck Month at Chastain Ford. It is the best place to pick up your truck right now on the lot. F-150s, F-250s, F-350s, they're all there, all ready for you to come on by and grab. They have got them in stock. XL, XLT, Tremor, Lariat, King Ranch, Platinum, Raptor, Limited, Hybrid, Power Boost, Half Gas, Half Electric. What are you looking for? What do you want? Now, obviously, you can order yours and you can customize it. It takes a little while to get here. But if you want something now, here, now, right now, they've got them in stock on the lot. You got a 0% financing for 36 months. You got zero cash down. You got zero payments for 90 days. You got the best deal that you're going to find in the city of Houston for that truck. Listen, Chastain Ford, who's been doing trucks, and when you're the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston for Fords, you know what you're doing? You're doing a lot of trucks. They know trucks better than anybody. And right now, it is truck month. It is the time to pick up your truck. If you've been thinking about getting that truck, I just got mine. I love my F-150. You will love your F-150 as well. All you got to do is get to ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Truck month at Chastain Ford.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. With John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Our Astros won yesterday 8-0 over the Cardinals. Or, excuse me, 6-0 over the Cardinals. I mean, remember when that used to be a rivalry? Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore. 6-0. Adam Wainwright, go sit down. 3 runs in 3 innings, 5 hits. Jordan Hicks, 3 hits in 1 inning. Sit down. You ain't. You know what? It's embarrassing that we used to think of them as a rival, and they're not. They're just not in our class. Well, of course, no one is in our class. Kyle Tucker led off again yesterday, 2-for-4. He's sitting 500 this spring, Lance, 1,100 OPS. Thank you. Good night. Jiner Diaz isn't hitting. Corey Lee is hitting. 857 slugging. Okay, Corey Lee. Corey Lee off to a brilliant. Is Will, here's a headline. You see Will Wagner, Billy Wagner's son? He's playing third base. He's playing a good third base, too. And he's got 1,100 something OPS right now. Is Will Wagner making Alex Bregman expendable at the end of this contract? I think so.
What?
Have you seen him this spring? Have you seen Will Wagner?
Well, to be fair, we haven't had a lot of coverage here in Indy up to this point.
Okay.
Now, I didn't see Will Wagner, but I did see spring training baseball on my TV. It was on ESPN, so I got to watch them the other day against the Mets. So I was, you know, I saw that on my plane, but I did not see Will Wagner. We didn't I was busy talking to the most elite of the Houston Texans, with Rick Smith, D'Amico Ryans, the Jeff Kaplan, the trainer there. You know,
yeah, I guess you're doing that stuff instead of watching Astros baseball. Okay.
Well, I had Astros baseball on my – I was able to watch it on my seat. I was able to watch it on my seat, and okay. I saw them wrecking the Mets in the first inning.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, they got no chance. No chance. They got no chance. Did you see – they had a Yankees pitcher, Peralta, 20-second strikeout. It took him 20 seconds from the start of the at-bat to the end to strike out.
Okay, that's insane. Are you serious?
Yeah. And you see the numbers.
I got to see the video. Have you seen the video? Did you see the video or just the
graphic? Yeah, no, I saw
the
video. They had the time.
What does it look like?
It's like he gets the ball in his stretch and throws it. Catches it. He's in his stretch, throws it. Catches it in his stretch, throws it. I mean, 20 seconds to strike him out. Unbelievable. You see, though, what's happening? You know how you and I were worried about the runs being scored? Actually, runs are actually up. A bigger effect on baseball than the pitch clock is the shift band. It is.
I saw that. Now, those are like a weekend.
Well,
so
a
the
weekend.
Numbers
right,
are.
Right. Yeah. All of it is a weekend. All of it is a weekend. At this point last year, teams were hitting 259, scoring 10.6 runs per game. Now it's 272, 11.9 runs per game right now at the same point. And, oh, by the way, games are down by 20 minutes, 22 minutes right now in spring training, which is a positive. That's a positive. And you know what? More runs scored. More offense is a positive. Yet, despite the fact that there's more offense, the games are shorter. That's amazing. That's the effect that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. But it's a weekend, obviously. It all levels out. It leveled out in the minors, and it'll level out in the majors as well. And we're going to get back to base, but we're going to get more action. That's what we're going to get, quicker action. Well, pace of play is going to be much quicker, which is a positive.
Yeah, all I mean, it really is. As long as it doesn't mess with the fundamental game, which is my only concern, there's nothing wrong with making something quicker where if you knew that a basketball game, the score was going to be the same score that was supposed to be, only you're able to tighten up the time in between the game. And basketball doesn't last too long. Basketball's fine. But, it is generally positive. And the playoffs, I am interested to see if everything stays the same in the playoffs. Although, you know, who was it that we had on just the other day? Was it Ruffalo? Said he didn't think there would be any changes at all. But I am curious to see if they have the same, if the rules are the same. Because, you know, we didn't have the ghost runner. In extra innings, we didn't have the runner on second in extra innings last year, that was something that was different in a postseason. But this is a fundamental gameplay that's inning by inning by inning, so they're unlikely to change it. But man, isn't it unbelievable that every playoff game for the Astros goes like 4 hours?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
No, absolutely.
It's longer than a Big 12 game used to be.
Well, and the 18 inning game didn't help their average any either, despite not scoring any runs. You know who's benefiting the most from the lack of shift? Juan Soto, 8 for his first 10, hitting over 2. His OPS was over 2,000. He was hitting 800 in his first 10 at bats. Mm. That is, Juan Soto is going to get, if this lack of shift, I mean, because he can power it, he just is just knocking the cover off. And to his power side, if he can continue to do that, dude is going to break the bank. He is going to get paid handsomely. He's going to get paid handsomely anyway.
By Saudi oil money.
Yeah, maybe.
We would like to announce a new signing. Juan Soto, 22 years, $700 million. Cristiano Ronaldo, 14 years, $800 million.
That's the Padres right now.
Yeah, that is
Saudi oil money contract.
Yeah, thanks, Padres, for not allowing us to sign Alex Bregman. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks, I guess Alex Bregman will be a Padre now.
Well, I imagine, you know, I don't know. That'll be tough with Machado having, you know, a 30-year deal. That'll be tough for Bregman to squeeze in there. So we'll see.
Like I said, less Saudi oil money they keep cranking out. Because Juan Soto is going to get paid, too, by then.
Let's get Pena in here, and let's talk about the draft. Hey, Pena.
What's going on? Yeah, I want to talk about the draft. Lance, so where would Bryce Young rank in previous drafts, like the Mahomes and Deshaun Watson draft? Where would he rank with those quarterbacks? And today I'm going to Peach Pie Meats for the first time, guys.
Nice.
John Jones fight. Tomorrow I'm cooking burgers. What would y'all recommend? And I got a news of weird question. Can I ask y'all?
Yep.
All right, so the U.S. is sending, the next time they go up to space, they're sending four dead presidents, remains up there, JFK, Dwight D. Eisenhower, George Washington, and some other president. Would y'all like y'all dead body parts or remains to go up to space so aliens or whatever can find y'all? Thank y'all. Have a great weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you, Pena. Number one for Pete's Fine Meats.
Get the
Tri-Blend burger. It's got beef, it's short best. Rib. It's the best. Get the Tri-Blend burger, and then tell them you're a listener of The Bench. You heard about him from our show, and he may throw in some bacon-wrapped quail for you also.
Do it, so, Pena. Make sure, because loves us. Yeah, don't question.
Make sure you mention that, too. I'd like my remains up there.
Yes, I want my remains up there. Yes.
No problem.
Yes. Well, we got to wait till I die, though.
Put it next to the great president, Alexander Hamilton, who rapped. He was a rapper. He was one of our great presidents, I think. I'm going off the musical.
Alexander Hamilton?
He invented banks.
I don't think he
did some different types of raps. He had an affair with this lady and did a rap about it. So yes, if I could be up there with Alexander Hamilton, one of our presidents. I have to say, because so many people don't have sense of tone, I have to say, okay, this is a joke.
Yeah.
I've noticed that people don't.
He wasn't
more,
really.
There's more not super sharp people.
Yeah,
in the
right.
World
no,
today.
No. Like
you
when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, like if you did something like that now and you put out the Blutarsky.
Right.
And like, what kind of movie is this? They didn't have accurate information. That's disrespectful to the people of the World War in that country. Like, oh my God. We just got to start putting people into just, you have to go to a.
Wasn't Alexander Hamilton our first black president?
No, he was Puerto Rican.
No? Oh, was he? Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't see him.
Lin-Manuel.
I didn't see the musical.
Miranda.
I missed
Lin-Manuel Miranda. George Washington was our first black president.
Oh, George Washington was our first. I don't know.
Hamilton was incredible. Hamilton, you can see it on Disney. I think it's, well, I don't know. I assume it's still on Disney. Yeah.
It seemed like there was a lot of singing and dancing. I don't know.
Well, you got to watch it. If you'll watch the John Deere Open, you can watch Hamilton.
No, see, there's not a lot of dancing going on there unless you make an eagle. You start dancing around.
There's not a lot of high fives that connect either. There's a lot of high fives that miss the mark. Why don't you just watch Hamilton? Just watch it one time.
Yeah,
it's great.
I started. I actually did. And I went, it just seems like there's too many
just
people singing.
Just keep
here.
It there.
Can't we talk about something? We have to sing everything.
How did the bastard... offense, son of a whore. Just keep it there.
I'll try again.
You're going to like Thomas Jefferson.
Maybe.
Trust me.
A Monday
you're
going to
like
Tuesday,
Thomas Jefferson.
A Wednesday when there's no golf on. Although you can see recaps. I was watching golf last night.
You watching golf recaps?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I watch golf recaps. So it's each his own. That's true.
See, the women were at, I don't know, they were in Singapore, but it was raining hard, so we had a... They had to call the tournament off, but we were watching that last night.
That's heartbreaking.
All right, Jay, what do you got for Lance?
Hey, guys. Everybody's talking about, banning the shift and pitch clocks, but I think the biggest story of state of baseball right now is what's going on with Valley Sports and AT&T Sportsnet. So what's your guys' best guess of how we're going to watch the Astros this year?
I think, you know, I think it's a scramble. If you're the Astros, you're like, what the bleep? Now we got to do this on top of everything else that we're trying to do to get ready for the season here. This is an added thanks. Thanks over there. We really appreciate it, AT&T Sportsnet, for putting us in this position. For those of you who haven't heard, AT&T Sportsnet, well, it's actually Warner Brothers and Discovery saying, we're going to go bankrupt. If y'all are going to force us to live up to this contract, we'll just file for bankruptcy. So you got a month to figure out who's going to broadcast your games this year. Mm-hmm. So that is happening. I would imagine that they're not tipping their hand on anything. I would imagine they've got it under control, although it can't be an easy situation. I don't know if they take it in-house or if they have another regional sports network. It's not – listen, if you got this, if you got the Astros and you can't make money on this thing, then I can't imagine that as many people are interested in the Astros baseball here and locally, if you can't make this thing work here, then I would imagine that it's not a great business model. You're probably going to have to take less on what they thought they were going to make. You're going to have to lower your price tag for whoever picks it up, and that's not a great thing for the Astros or the Rockies and the Avalanche, and the Pittsburgh is in this thing as well. I'm just assuming, Lance, that this is going to be okay, but I guess there's a chance that we're going to be, you know, hurting for watching baseball. I don't know.
No, it's not going to, we'll have it on, because what they can do is, I mean, they can still do a deal. They just don't have the rights. Like, they could still keep it on AT&T. They can still keep it on the same channel if they wanted to. They have to have all the right, like their,
well, they're
the
not
rights
getting
are
paid
now there.
For it. If that,
yeah, the rights are now there. So if they choose to, they can still keep it there to where everyone can find it. The smart thing would be just to keep it there, and now you have to sell everything, which this is not a lot of time. This is not a lot of time for all your inventory, but you're lucky if you're the Astros because you're a hot commodity. So I would think the Astros will be able to get the sponsorships they need and things like that, but other teams who aren't so good, they're going to have a lot of trouble because that was free money coming in, and now they're going to have to try to hustle it in a short period of time, and they may not have a good product. You make these TV deals – you know, your TV deals are they're kind of independent from how good your team is. Now, all of a sudden, it's tied to how good your team is. Like mm-hmm. the Texans radio spot, you know, I'm sure it was a lot easier selling radio stuff for the Texans when they were good. And now, or good-ish. And now, it's probably, I'm not going to say probably, it's 100% got to be harder to sell it. So, but I don't think it's going to change. I think we're going to be fine, and I think there's no reason for you to, you know, you just give it to them, and then you own all the inventory from what I can tell. Mm-hmm. Why would AT&T Sports, like, they'd rather have that product on their channel as well.
Oh, yeah. No, I would want Astros baseball on my channel. When I was mm-hmm. at Channel 51, it was great to have Astros baseball on our channel.
Did you have to pay them?
No. They just actually, it was a carry, and they we didn't get anything for it, actually. They sold all the commercials, and we aired the games, and we were happy to do so.
What the leverage is. Like, a lot of teams pay radio stations to carry their games. A lot of times, that's how it is. But if you're the biggest of the big, it's the other way around.
Right. Like, you know, I mean, don't want to get into all of that. But, yeah, for the most part, here in the city of Houston, the teams pay. That's not the case with the Texans or the Astros, I would imagine, or the Rockets. But all the college teams, they're paying to be on the radio here. So 713-780-3776. I'm making fun of my sweater. I got a sweater on. It was cold this morning, Lance. Cold.
Yeah, I know. I've
freezing
been there.
Cold here. It was like 60 or something. It was freezing. So, I mean, we're in a... I don't know if there's a. I don't know if kids are going to be able to go to school this morning. It's like 60, 65 degrees here. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure what's happening in this studio. It's a little bit warmer. I can take the sweater off.
Man, blessings to my child. I need to call my children in.
How's this, Dustin? Is this better for you? My Astros World Champ shirt on. Golf shirt? Yeah, thanks.
Attaboy.
And I'm playing golf today, and I'm playing golf tomorrow. I'm at a Wildcat today to see my boys. Tomorrow I'm playing Highland Pines. Highland Pines. I played earlier this weekend. I'm going to be playing there a bunch. It is so, you know, we played a place, a couple of places this week where the grass is really thin. It's the winter, and that's what happens. You know, you lose a lot of grass, so the grass is thin. It's harder. It makes it more difficult to play golf. At Highland Pines, it's a brand new course, which usually it's a lot thinner grass. That is not the case. And it's so funny. It's crunchy. This zoysia, it's zoysia from tee to green, okay? You got this unbelievable, wonderful grass that the ball sits up on every single time. You're in the fairway, the ball is sitting up beautifully for you. But it's like crunchy. It's just so, when you go and fix your ball mark on these laser zoysia greens, laser zoysia is something nobody else has. And it's just unbelievable how true your role is, how beautiful. They are getting all kinds of calls. People are loving Highland Pines. I'm telling you, it's the first new course that we've had here in so long. You will love Highland Pines. You'll love the wooded areas. You'll love the ponds, the elevation changes, the undulation in the greens. It's fabulous. It's a fabulous new course here in the city of Houston. Daily fee, or you can join as a member. You get three courses when you join. You get Highland Pines, Augusta Pines, Glenlock Pines. There's no better deal in the city of Houston, period, exclamation point. So you want to play this new course that is fabulous. GolfHighlandPines.com. GolfHighlandPines.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Lance, I'm looking at a headline. Let me tell you what you think of this headline. Why 76ers Joel Embiid should be the next superstar to demand a trade.
Okay, so I did this morning. I want you to do an exercise here because this is one of my concerns.
Well,
for our society, okay. Right? That's a stupid. I'm like, what is this? He should demand a trade. Now,
well,
I'm looking at who
wrote it. Ethan Scott.
Okay, so we might actually have done the exact same.
Okay,
thing.
So I went right to okay. Who is Ethan
thing.
Scott? You know who?
Okay,
Ethan
so Ethan Scott. Ethan Scott. We did the exact same thing here. I'm like, who is writing this stuff? And this is a lesson in some of these articles in quote unquote new media.
Yeah.
That end up making you feel a certain way, like what is happening to the journalism now? And then you click it, and you're like, he's a sophomore at New York University.
Ethan is an NBA and NFL fanatic.
Fanatic,
born and raised in Los Angeles.
He's a Steph guy from day one.
He's a sophomore at New York University, a day one Steph Curry super fan, and longtime believer in Danny Dimes. How long has Danny Dimes been around? Long time
four
believer.
Years.
You mean
four years,
that's you,
five
so,
years, baby.
So basically, dude's been watching sports for 4 years. Okay.
Yeah. So and he's a Steph one. Well, or at least since Steph came into the league, right? So what you're doing is here's an article that's featured on an aggregate news. So this place Yard Barker, they aggregate a lot of sites, but they actually aggregate a lot of fan sites, and then the fans take information. You know, from it's really it started with Pro Football Talk, where you take information from someone else and then you put your own spin on it, your own thoughts on it. But what you're doing is, I read the same thing. It's considered the number one story in our prep sheet, and I looked at it. I'm like, what is going on? This is so. I did the same thing. I clicked on it. I'm like, we're getting worked up about my son Alex Zerline. Basically, I already deal with these. Mike, I already deal with hot takes from my kids. I deal with this on a regular basis. And now this is being disseminated throughout the internet from people who are reading. Like, it's just a hot take from a sophomore in college. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's basic.
That's all it is, and it turns into an article that many people are reading.
It's your son, Alec, writing an article.
Yeah,
and we're
that's all it is.
Yeah, you know what? Joel Embiid should demand a trade.
And then it turns into, there's an article online. No. That's why I always ask you who wrote it. There's an article online that talks about Joel Embiid is getting, and then that turns into Joel Embiid supposedly, you know, is going to ask for a trade if they don't win this because, you know, the best players are blah blah blah, and like Joel Embiid's basically out at Philadelphia. There's where did you see that? I saw it, like there's an article online that talks about Embiid is going to be is getting ready to demand a trade. Like, that's the rumor, and that's what it turns into, right? Mm. It turns into all this, and it's just one kid, it's just one sophomore who's hoping somebody touches, you know, well, okay, I get this is 100% Motti's in the car.
Right.
So this is a sophomore who's hoping special things happen to him tonight, and in the meantime, he's just got a hot take that he's, you know, developed, and he's going to put it on his little fan site, and this site's going to aggregate.
It is what it is, man. That's journalism today.
That's what it is. I mean,
it's an article, so therefore it's valid.
Like, I have Mason say, I should have Mason, my son Mason, who has the hottest takes in history. I have Snacks has the hottest in history. You know, Snacks, one of his takes, right? One of his takes is that, I think you may have been out when I brought this up. I may have told Dell. Snacks' takes are the spiciest that have ever existed. One of them, and he means this, is that Justin Jefferson is overrated, and that Jalen Rager
is better.
Yeah, Jalen Rager has been held down by the Eagles. The Eagles held down Jalen Rager, and now Justin Jefferson is making sure that Jalen Rager doesn't get any catches. Now, the one person who loves this take is Jalen Rager's agent, who I told this to. He's like, oh, your son is one of the great sports talk analysts. Yeah, he's a genius. Even Jeff Laff said, wow, that's, I wish I could sell that take.
Here's an interesting question. Have you watched any XFL games?
I have watched one, yeah.
Okay. Did you?
It wasn't a Roughnecks.
Were there any replays in it?
I don't know. I assume there was.
So in XFL games, Dean Blandino you see him looking at the replay, and you see the replay going back and forth. But you also see Dean Blandino. You can see.
I saw that. I saw it in the last. Well, they had that last time.
You hear him talking to the referee. Right.
Yeah, they had that. They had that. The first version of XFL. Yeah. They had that because I remember seeing that. Yeah,
and ESPN was just doing it full transparency on replay. What would be the problem with full transparency like the XFL is doing?
None.
Yeah, I think it's cool. You hear his explanation. Too. Look, here's the ball. It's loose. Doesn't look like he made the complete catch before he goes to the out of bounds. All of the stuff that they talk about in full transparency, as opposed to after further review, the call on the field is confirmed. What? That looked like that was terrible.
So it's funny because you know who wouldn't like it? All those guys those former officials who are now in the booth now, Terry Colley and all those guys who are now analysts, which I think they actually bring good context. The guys the former referees who are up there and they predict what's going to happen based on their experience.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's pretty cool too, having those guys. You could probably do the same thing.
And then they come up with the opposite result, and you're like, hey, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah. By the way, speaking of officials, so Andrew Siciliano, who we should all know from his work on the Red Zone, although some people have Scott Hansen Red Zone.
Yeah, I got Scott Hansen. I don't.
Okay, if you're DirecTV, you have Andrew Siciliano.
Siciliano has a different look. He has.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a big Andrew Siciliano guy. Yeah. I like the Red Zone stuff he does, and he's a good dude too. And so we were in there in the area getting ready yesterday, and he's like, Lance,
were you guys getting makeup together?
This was when we were getting makeup.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Oh, we already had makeup. We were watching some of the combat.
I was just wondering when makeup.
Yeah, it was after makeup. And he said, did you hear the big news? I said, what is it? He goes, Jerome Bogard retiring. Now, if you recognize that name, Jerome Bogard is one of the officials. And he's not great. I said, okay, you watch maybe more football games, or at least snippets of it, than anybody on the planet, other than probably Scott Hansen. It probably goes Greg Cosell one, Scott Hansen, and Andrew Siciliano two. That's what it looks like probably. I said, so you pay attention. Do you notice officiating and stuff like that? He goes, oh yeah, and he's bad. He's really bad. And Andrew Siciliano has this crazy ability to know where everybody plays because he sees the name. Who came up? Some player from last year who was at the combine and had a. Amari Barno. He was a guy from Virginia Tech. Rhett Lewis goes, "Hey, Lance, where did he end up?" I'm like, "I don't know. I can't remember where he got drafted." He goes, "Did he do anything?" I said, "I heard his name a couple times on TV, I think on special teams." And Siciliano goes, "I'm pretty sure that's Carolina. Like, did he play? He got in a couple snaps. Like, how do you know he's at Carolina?" He goes, "Watch every game every day.
Every game.
I watch every game.
Every game. No. He, and listen, I've done play-by-play. You know, obviously, you have to know every player on both teams, right? Know their number.
Because you got to say their names quick.
You got to know, you know.
What's the hardest?
You know, when it's a guy that doesn't play as much, you know, it's the offensive line, you know, you'll mention once or twice in a game. You know, but you know every guy because Andrew Siciliano knows every guy. Because, and it's amazing, Scott Hansen, too. Some obscure guy that you never heard of makes a play on special teams and makes a big play, and Scott Hansen knows who he is.
Now, I don't know if they have spotters, meaning so at a game, John can tell you there's somebody there with binoculars, and their job is to tell you certain things
or
show you who made plays.
Not at the XFL level, we didn't have that.
Okay, not at the XFL level, but like a lot of times in major college broadcasts, there's a guy up there, and his whole job is to mention how many yards were gained. Sometimes he'll point at a number on there's a sheet. Like I've seen a sheet that has a bunch of, you know, yardage numbers, and he'll point to them, and he'll also point to guys on the roster who made the tackle. Like immediately, his job is to spot it very quickly for the play-by-play announcer. And so I always wonder if Scott Hansen in their ears, because we wear earpieces on TV, and you have somebody who can, you know, mention things that are in your ear. I always wonder if is there any kind of spotter, but I don't think so. I think they're just calling it off what they see on TV, and they know these numbers. I think you're right, John. They know every starter and every pertinent backup on the broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although they send it to the broadcast. Like Andrew Siciliano does not, at least on his version, he doesn't call play by play. He goes, "And now we go to Atlanta, where the Falcons are knocking on the doorstep after a 17-yard scamper by, you know, the running back."
Oh no, but sometimes they recap what happened to get him there, and they'll know the guys. Right. All right, you got to talk about siding and windows, both.
Well, yeah, Allstate Windows and Siding. I have to tell you, there's an $1,100 tax credit. It started January 1st, 2023. It started at the beginning of this year. There's an $1,100 tax credit this entire year for window replacement. And that's because it's energy efficient. It goes back to the energy efficiency, right? I've told you about that. Your house can become more energy efficient, up to 40% more energy efficient. And people are looking for energy efficiency. This is what our government wants, better energy efficiency. You want better efficiency in everything. But now they're giving you an $1,100 tax credit. So if you get your new windows, not only are you going to get your discount for being an ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listener when you mention it, but you're also going to get that tax credit that you can use come tax time when it's time to do your 2023 taxes. And that's available through Allstate Windows and Siding. These windows are made in Texas for Texas weather, and they are built to withstand what it is that we have to understand, to withstand. They are double pane, double strength. They give you better, it makes your home more quiet. It gives you better safety. They look way, way better than whatever you have in right now. And, of course, as I mentioned, it can also lower your energy bill. So wins across the board. They are great with siding work as well. So if you need Hardy Plank siding to really dress up your home and get rid of dilapidated wood, they do that as well. 832-204-1936 is their phone number. Mention that you heard it from Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 for your discount. That's 832-204-1936.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.